Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, April 25th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Arbor Day, and it offers a chance to give back to our planet. Consider planting a tree. It's rewarding to watch it grow. Reduce paper usage to combat deforestation. Seek sustainable brands and embrace composting and recycling. Finally, take a hike. It's a refreshing escape for everyone. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it may be smoky from the wildfires, and it feels like 55 degrees with 7 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some smoky conditions early, clearing to partly sunny skies later, with a high around 72 and a light north breeze. Tonight, expect cloudy skies with a chance of rain after 9, a low of 55, and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 9:45, with a low tide just before 4. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 46 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect rain on Saturday morning with showers and thunderstorms later and a high near 66. Saturday night brings more rain with a low around 49. Sunday starts mostly sunny with a high near 57 and a slight chance of rain at night. Monday will be sunny, warming up to 71, and Monday night will be mostly clear. Tuesday looks mostly sunny too, reaching 77, with a slight chance of showers after 9 p.m. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a decisive move during the first round of the NFL draft, the Patriots selected left tackle Will Campbell from Louisiana State University. Widely regarded as a top prospect, Campbell is compared to Rashawn Slater, noted for his impressive performance in the league. Despite concerns about the length of his arms, Campbell's potential as a cornerstone player in the Drake May era is promising. He brings much-needed flexibility to the Patriots' offensive line and embodies the competitive spirit that Coach Mike Vrabel values, being described as a future captain, suggesting this pick was far from wasted. Now on to sports. In a stunning move during the 2025 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars traded up from the 5th pick to select Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter with a 2nd overall pick. The Cleveland Browns, who previously held that pick, opted for Michigan defensive tackle Mason Graham instead. Despite needing a quarterback, the Browns did not seem impressed by the available options, including next year's potential stars Arch Manning of Texas and Drew Aller from Penn State. Hunter, a dual threat as a receiver and cornerback, caught 96 passes last season and had a notable defensive presence, signaling an exciting future for the Jaguars. In local sports, tonight, the Sox are in Cleveland to start their 3-game series with the 14-10 Guardians. Tanner Houck is on the bump with a rough 0-2 start to the season. First pitch is at 7:10 on Apple TV+. Expect 67 degrees at game time, with the Sox favored by 1.5 runs. In basketball, the Celtics play the Magic tonight at the Kia Center, favored by 4.5. Tip-off is at 7. In top news, Southwest Airlines is reducing its flight schedule and has stopped sharing long-term financial plans, citing a shaky economy and declining travel demand in the United States. The Dallas carrier announced it would not reaffirm its earnings guidance of $1.7 billion for 2025 and $3.8 billion for 2026. This move follows similar actions by other major U.S. airlines. In the first quarter, Southwest reported a net loss of $149 million, an improvement from last year. The airline is undergoing significant changes, including ending its free baggage policy and implementing assigned seating. In business news, Apple has removed the claim of "available now" from its Apple Intelligence page, following a recommendation from the National Advertising Division. The division suggested that Apple modify or discontinue the claim, which implied that features like priority notifications, Genmoji, Image Playground, and ChatGPT integration were available at the launch of the iPhone 16. While some features were indeed launched, others were added in subsequent updates. Apple acknowledged the findings and stated it has updated promotional materials to better communicate the status of its features. Additionally, it discontinued the more personal Siri video to align with these recommendations. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 7% for the week to about $94,000. Ethereum is up 8% to just under $1,800. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 44% to 7 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A remarkable breakthrough in memory technology has emerged from Fudan University, where researchers have developed a new experimental storage device called POX. This next-generation random access memory can write data in just 400 picoseconds, achieving about 25 billion operations per second, making it 10,000 times faster than standard flash memory found in laptops. Unlike traditional memory types that lose data when power is cut, POX is non-volatile, retaining data without electricity. Utilizing two-dimensional graphene, it promises significant energy savings and the potential for instant-on devices. However, long-term performance data is still pending, leaving its practical application in question. And in entertainment news, in a thrilling new trailer for Fountain of Youth, John Krasinski stars as Luke, a clever art thief, who teams up with his sister Charlotte, portrayed by Natalie Portman. This action adventure, directed by Guy Ritchie, will premiere on May 23rd on Apple TV+. The siblings embark on a quest to uncover the mystical spring behind the legendary Fountain of Youth, using clues hidden in paintings from six master artists of the 1600s. However, powerful adversaries, including the Catholic Church, threaten their pursuit of immortality. The film also features Isa Gonzalez and Domhnall Gleeson, among others. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Israeli psychologist and Nobel laureate, Daniel Kahneman. And he said, "It's a wonderful thing to be optimistic. It keeps you healthy and it keeps you resilient." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.